You're on 981, 2NM this Friday morning, and Sunday is Neighbour Day. It's nice to be in a nice neighbourhood.
It's a beautiful day in this neighbourhood, a beautiful day for a neighbour. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Joining us to have a chat about it for this Sunday is Relationship Australia's National Executive Officer, Nick Tebbe. Nick, how are you today?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. Nick, do you get along with your neighbours? Do you know them well?
I do, yes. Thankfully, we actually moved house in the middle of last year and have found our new neighbourhood to be incredibly welcoming and a really great place for the kids to play and good contact for the adults, so very happy.
Well, it's an important time. I mean, seriously, we've been at war. We've been at war with the bush. We've been at war with our rivers even more recently. We've been at war with disease. Are we coping with what we've been going through over the last 18 months, Nick?
Look, there's no denying it's been a really tough 18 months. You know, we've had to tackle challenges that we haven't had to tackle for generations, and just one on top of the other. And people have struggled, and I think it's okay to acknowledge that it has been tough. But what we've seen, and certainly in communities, is this great resilience and support for one another that I think is something really worth celebrating.
Do we take our neighbours for granted?
I think we can, and I think that's not always an intentional thing. We all lead very busy lives, and there are a lot of demands on our time, so it sometimes falls away a little bit to connect with those around us. But when you think about the positive influence that neighbours can have and the impact they can have on our lives, I think it's a good reminder to actually try and invest a bit of time there.
There's a new study out of ANU. What's its key findings in relation to this, Nick?
Well, our study that the ANU conducted, looking at really the participants who took part in Neighbour Day last year, sort of at the beginning of the pandemic, and then carried on their engagement with one another throughout the pandemic, it really showed that people were turning to their neighbours for support and were finding in their neighbours a great sense of companionship and a source of strength. So we found that people were really using their neighbours when they had to self-isolate. We're doing things together, and we're really focusing on that local community as a way of identifying with people around them and really protecting themselves from getting too lonely.
There's a lot of really interesting anecdotal evidence from here in the Hunter where people, during the COVID-19, at the height of it, where they would find notes in their letterboxes just from their neighbours saying, hey, if you need some help with anything, I'm more than happy to do that. You don't necessarily have to be best buds with your neighbour. You just need to be able to have the communication lines open. Would you agree?
That's exactly right. Yeah, we're not asking people to push themselves too far out of their comfort zones. It's just really about being there, checking in on people who maybe need a little bit of extra help. And sometimes just being friendly is enough. A friendly smile or a wave over the fence, and see where that might lead. And you know, there are so many stories of people over the last 12 months who've gone above and beyond because they've really found that's what they wanted to do in these tough times.
Thinking about something like this, I always think of that quote, with good fences make good neighbours.
Absolutely. I think I think we all want our boundaries, and people are increasingly private and want their own space. But with good neighbours, you can look past the fence lines and look for the opportunities, however small they might be, to at least be engaged with the people around you.
Nick, the final word for Neighbour Day on Sunday is, what would you like us to consider as we go about our Sunday?
Look, I think the most important thing to be thinking about this Neighbour Day is that really it's not just one day of the year. Every day should be Neighbour Day. Certainly when we're going through tough times as a community, we need to work together to support each other and look out for the more vulnerable. So think about Neighbour Day being every day, and take whatever neighbourly actions you can to help build that social connection with the people around you.
Well, that's what we will definitely do. Nick Tebbe from Relationships Australia, thank you very much for joining us. You have a great Neighbour Day on Sunday.
It's a real pleasure. You too. Thank you.